Well, first of all, I'm Alish, and I am here to talk about KDE things in general. Now I'm talking about KDE 100, but well, I talk about other things. I work for Boost Systems. I don't do anything related to 100 there, but I do lots of KDE things, and I think they're very interesting, especially because we improve KDE software. And I'm also working on KDE Develop, and I'm maintaining KDE IDE as well as KDE Algebra. I'm saying that because, like Alex said, that his background is typing and working with the workspace. Before joining Blue Systems, I was mostly working only on applications, which was KDE Algebra, was KDE Develop, and some others. So there's a backstory. It's not like I just decided that I wanted to do 100. I've wanted to develop where my applications run for a long time. What I'm going to present today is not something happening today. It's something that I've been, caring about for some time, and I haven't been very successful because you don't have any KDE server on your devices mostly. But I'm hoping that this could and will change soon enough. So it all mostly started with the N900. I had never had a smartphone. Actually, I always had one of those cheapest ones. And I was lucky enough that the Miami community decided to do a small event in Barcelona, which is where I live. And well, they didn't have anyone who could talk about Qt, so they told me to do so. And as a reward, they gave me one of those nice devices. It's probably one of the best smartphones I had. First, I was very excited. It was very nice technology. It didn't have a physical keyboard, and it's something I'm still missing with the device I have right now. But at that moment, I had already been working with the Algebra for more or less 4 years. 4 years? No, maybe three. At that time, I had this way of working that whenever I found a new technology or something cool, I would adapt the Algebra to use it. The Algebra has always been a good example for me because it's something that doesn't have big dependencies besides Qt. So it's good because it doesn't have big dependencies. And then it is good because it got Qt. So I have this ideal scenario in my head where if the Algebra works on some platform, well, any KDE thing would work on that platform. So I don't feel like I'm working for KDE Algebra, I'm working for a greater N, which is more or less what Cornelius was talking about this morning. So in a way, the N900 made me a better person. But then N900 proceeded, and it was the N9. In the N900, the Algebra was working already. It was working with the QWidgets kind of thing. It was more or less the same architecture I have now, but it was QWidgets. It ended up in the store, in the kind of application place we had there. I started to have some users there. I didn't work that much on it, because the platform became deprecated soon enough, we kept hearing about QML. So at some point I decided, then I got an 150 and an N9. So I moved to the next platform. That's where I had more success. That was the fastest. I had more or less things working. I ported it to the platform. And soon enough it was in the store. I started to also have good feedback and stars, because there we had started to have stars and proper ratings on the system. And it was quite rewarding. Actually, we even had a sprint in Berlin. I don't remember when it was. It was probably 2011 or 2012. And we ended up with two or three applications that were working there. And I'm actually really sure that if we had more time, we would have had a very good experience in that platform. But, as you all know how this story ends, that didn't happen. So, at that time, I had the option of staying to develop something that nobody would ever use. I got depressed. And then I decided to look for something else, because that's what smart people do, I was told. So I started to look about Kit for an Android and the Necessitas project, which was Kit for an Android. When I started looking at it, it was quite advanced already. And then the problem I had was that we had to do a lot of work to adapt it. It lived to that platform. And there was some work done by somebody in, trying to port Calibre to that platform. But to be honest, the port was very bad executed. It was a full fork of KDLib. It was not something that we could leverage on. But I did the test again, and since I did that, I stopped thinking about it. I said to myself, I will look into it when we're back on Kit 5 and we're back on Framework 5, because I thought at that time that Framework 5 could be the solution for that. So I just stopped. And then, it also took me to a philosophical discussion with myself about why I wanted to do all that. Since it was hard to do, then what you do is think and work a little bit. In any case, I think that Android is a good platform for two main reasons. There's one very obvious, which is that there's a very big user base. And there's a second one, which is that it's free software. And this doesn't mean that all the Android that everyone has is free software, but there's always the opportunity of creating an open platform based on Android that is good for all users. So I don't feel bad at being very tight or giving a lot of work on the platform, which is something that concerns me from time to time. So, technically wise, what's the status? Most of the work I've done to make this happen, whatever this means, is working on CMake. The short answer is that it just works. There's something still that, for example, at the moment I'm requiring CMake from master, which is unfortunate, but if you use CMake from master and my thing, then it just works. One of the things I've tried the most with my approach to Android is that you don't need to change your application to be able to adopt Android. You have to use a command line like this to be able to build your application. But it just the command line that is relatively big, and it's more or less 4 or 5 variables that you will end up having to define so that everything works smoothly. But then the good news is that you don't, when people work on an Android application, if they don't want to, they won't have to change how the application works. It is what they will be targeting when making their build for Android. It is something good because we're not also relying on people working on a not so open platform, but they're working as doing applications for humanity, and it just happens that humanity uses Android. Right? Then Kit 5 on Android has been, there's been lots of work. It's mostly been done by Vidya, so thanks to them. And take other things, right? I did a couple of patches there, mostly regarding the tool that is being used to generate the APKs. If somebody's interested about the technicalities, you can ask me. I won't cover it very much in this presentation because I don't think it's that useful. But in any case, there were a couple of things that had to be changed so that the things we use could be adapted there. So after some time and some discussion, they were adopted. Actually, they're now they will be available with Kit 5 with 4, so good. And then the next important thing that we need to make sure that is there was the KDE frameworks, which I haven't tried all of them because I didn't have the time, but in principle they all should work in our philosophical nice Call of Duty. It's probably not true, but then, what we have to do is work on it. So, I understand that adopting a new platform is not something that we have to take lightly, so I decided to look for pros and cons. It's what I'm going to discuss now. I hope you find it useful. I think it's interesting. But the first thing is that, as I said, it's a very big user base, and that could be considered a very easy selling point, but I wouldn't take it very lightly. One of the biggest things that pushed me to keep working on Android was that I didn't have that problem I've always had in KDE, where the people I care about, the people in my surroundings, couldn't ever try the software I've been working on. And this is something that I have suffered. For example, I think it was the week after I did my first Git 4 port of the Algebra for Android. I installed it on my mother's phone, and I seriously didn't use it, didn't care about it, but I still had this feeling of, well, now we can actually reach the people without well, formatting their computer or selling them and convincing them that they have to change their distro, their operating system, because we have greater standards. Because we do, but it's not some kind of conversation you usually want to have with your mother, right? And when you talk about your mother, it can be, well, a big chunk of your user base. Also, I think it's quite a future-proof platform, as Alex already said. Smartphones and probably tablets as well are on the peak of their adoption. Lots of people have their smartphones, lots of them use Android, and I would expect that to continue in the future. At least I expect that the same way that lots of people in the end stuck to Windows because it's what they have used for most of their lives. I think that it's quite possible that Android is, well, the new Windows, right? Something that in 2 or 3 years we can think that people will still be using more or less. And it won't happen, or it shouldn't happen, that Microsoft buys them out. That it happened with us for Nokia, and then all of our efforts are wasted. Also, how many people here have an Android device? It makes sense. I mean, it's even us for using it. It would be stupid to say, let's look at some other platform, because it's not even us who are using that other platform, or at least not most of us, right? And then there's this probably a convincing trick as well, but I consider it a big problem. If somebody, we want to tell them, you should make your application work with KDE and with our technologies, we cannot tell them that. But if you're in KDE, well, you will be able to work on devices, but only on those two, and you probably don't have one. People, when we want to convince them to adopt our platform and to use it, we want to tell them, and you will be able to work on, the people are. Also, we want to tell them that even if they want to work on a specific platform, they need to have devices. Actually, one of the problems I've always had when trying to work on touch platforms and the portable devices is that actually I didn't used to have one with me. Like, every time it's easier and easier to get one, but well, I don't know what device I would buy today. For example, if I wanted to develop software for touch devices, portable devices, something that you can take with you, if it wasn't for Android or iOS or these kind of things. Otherwise, you have to go to a niche market where things get complex. Well, we don't want complexity either, right? But that doesn't mean that it's the ultimate platform that we want to embrace. There's plenty of Android, for example. I don't think Android means that we will be competing with like bigger beings. It won't be only, I don't know, Canonical, Ubuntu, or Red Hat. We will be competing with Google, Facebook, huge companies that want to do the same things we are. I think that we have our differentiations, but if we're not there, if we're not at the user hands, we won't be able to compete with them. Also, it's not a very friendly software ecosystem. There's Android itself is free software, but most of the services that we daily use on Android are not free software. And it's something that we shouldn't take lightly, at least when we are at this philosophical point where we get to decide whether we care about the platform. And we have to remember that depending on how we do things, we will be compromising the our user freedoms or not. But we can do it properly, and we have to try to. It's one of those cases that I always say that you have to think about your little witch's turn on your head and think, what would he say? I think that Richard Stallman is laughing. So we need to ensure the user's freedom. And, it's a bit tricky. Well, we don't really have a plan yet. We're at that stage where we can decide what happens, how do we do it. And I will offer a couple of possibilities. We need to decide how we do it. I just said that we need to preserve the user freedom, but then I also said that we want to be on the user base in the platform. We want to reach that 80% of phone users or, portable devices users, right? And the way of doing it, as far as I understand it, I can be wrong, but this is the Google Pay. There are licensing issues, there are, users' freedom issues, but I think we have to take it into account. There's also the Free Software Foundation recommended alternative, which is Android. And we have to be there as well. We have to remember people that we're here because we care about free software. And we have to work together. And here, I've worked on that. It's not that I can only work on it. First, I tried to upload the algebra on Google Play. It's there now. Actually, if you want to, you can download it. It works. It's very ugly, but it works. So if somebody from the DBG wants to help, he's welcome. But my point was to show that it works. And then last week, actually it was this week, I met with Daniel from the Effort project. We met in the office. We looked at how we could solve this problem. And actually they're very, very open to work with us. I think that it's really want to work. For the moment, what I did was to create a small repository on my website, which is basically a list of one program, which is the algebra, because it's, as I said, my test case project, always. But basically, the idea is that I can show you how it would work. I did this thing. If you go to that URL with your phone, no, it doesn't work because we hit a bug in Asteroid, I think. But the idea is that you can go there with your phone, click the URL, and it will tell you, do you want to add this repository to your Asteroid? You say yes, and then it will work. The idea is also that we will end up having our application in the official Asteroid repository. But then they need to learn first how to build Android KitFox applications. They need to be able to work with CMake. We will need to work together and manage. But as I said, we're interested, so I think this will work. And actually, I don't think we should go on Google Play without taking Android seriously first. And then, if we decide we want to be in Android, what does it mean for us? Well, first of all, it means that we need proper CI, as I said. There's lots of things I haven't tested, and there's lots of things that I will probably never test. But I want to have some server somewhere, somehow, that will test those things. I also don't think we want to say all the frameworks are available on Android just like that. We want to be able to test them to see what things work, what things doesn't. What things make sense that should work, what things shouldn't ever work. And then when we know what we have and have available, then commit to it. So CI, important. user base. We are, or I think that we're all doing all of this mostly about the user base. So see what are the best ways to get there. We want to be able to integrate properly with the look and feel of the application, of the platform, which Qt and Lizzy are also taking care of this. So to very lucky people. And then, I would like to know, how does it sound if people think it's a good plan or a bad plan, or, who's thinking, yes, let's do this now? I got questions or people saying, yes. Okay, questions. Okay, now, we have questions. As I said, I have never done anything related to Android on my system side. We could talk about it. Actually, the application itself in Android technically is a plugin. So, actually, the hard thing is to have executable standard. Plugin is super. There's my blog post, which is shaped like a wiki page. And like that, actually, the signature grids I have now are on a scratch repo. I want to move them to SSNA modules. In a way that it's formally released, but I didn't also want to do that before. At least you can work with the released CMake version. So I've been focusing on other things. If you think that this needs to be advanced, I can do it. I don't have a problem with it. So far, I've been bundling libraries. This has pros and cons. And since I didn't want to get stuck with making that decision, and actually, I ended up doing the bundling because it seems to me the easiest, fastest idea, especially because I've been mostly deploying my APKs from my compiled Qt versions. So I didn't want to have a different say when actually the master development versions were not available on Ministro, so I was bundling. If it's better to use Ministro, we have to decide as a community. It has pros, definitely. I used a couple of frameworks, which is the ones I need for the algebra. I haven't even that much yet. It should just work, and the ones I've used work. I can bundle libraries, if that's the question. Like, the CMake side of this is figured out if we really find limitations with my approach, I will say. But I'm not aware of what's the baby.